Om Shanti. So welcome to everyone to this evening session, to those in person and those in line, and special welcome to our Shilu Didi. So when I think of Shilu Didi, I think of this expression, his master's voice. I don't know if some of you are old enough to know that there used to be a recording company, and they made records, and that company was called His Master's Voice. When I started to come here in Madhuban, Sister Shilu was His Master's Voice. She translated for Baba. She sat next to Avyak Baba. She listened to everyone, Baba speaking to everyone, Baba giving blessings, Baba, you know, communicating. And Sister Shilu sat right next to him. I think it might have been on the same gaddi, next to Baba. And she'll be talking for hours and hours. And so for us, her voice is his master's voice. For those who have not seen daddies, anyone who have not seen a daddy before? So for those who have not seen the daddies, our Shilu Didi is exactly what our daddies were. She lived in Madhuban with the daddies. I think she's been here for 50 years. 50 years?
65 years.
65 years. You know, that 65 years, some of us are not 65 years old. So she has been there living the daddies her whole lifetime. So she has all the qualities of all the daddies put together. Very sweet, very loving, representing the family. I feel that she is our very own sister. Big sister, our Didi. She has, of course, traveled to many, many countries, to all the 5 continents in the world. She has helped founded centers in foreign countries, in Africa, in Mauritius. She visited Trinidad. I remember very well her visit there. She's a graduate from the university. There's so many things to say about her, but I think I want to leave the time for her, for you to feel her and experience Sister Shilu. So I just want to thank her so much for being here and being with us. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. A very, very warm welcome on my behalf to all of you who have gathered here for this last meeting of Avyakt Bab Dada in this season. I know how all of you have come here. Some of you may have had to experience a lot of difficulties, but you have reached your home, God's home, your home. So a warm welcome to all of you from my side. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tomorrow all of you will be meeting Avyakt Bab Dada, maybe through transmission, but those days when we used to meet Sakar Baba and then Avyakt Baba, Bab Dada, of course those days cannot be forgotten. But even these days are no less. We cherish those days when we were with Baba, Mama and the Dadis. And although now they are not there in corporeal form, but still we can feel their presence. We can feel how they are with us, guiding us, giving us the strength to move on. Before, it was just their guidance. And now, along with their guidance, It is all this, it is also the situations, the circumstances of this world which are creating an impact on our minds and intellects and inspiring us to have unlimited disinterest for this old world. Baba sometimes says that time is a great teacher. But then Baba also says that you have to bring time close.
जिनको हिंदी ट्रांसलेशन की जरूरत है तो वो यहाँ बीच में इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन की जगह पर हेडफोन्स पे बैठ जाएंगे. थैंक यू.
So, time is our teacher, but then Baba also says that you have to bring time close. The end is visible, but why is the end not coming? People keep asking us, when will destruction take place? When will destruction take place? So when we ask Baba, Baba, when will destruction take place? Baba says, you have to give the date when you want destruction to take place, because everyone is ready. Nature is ready. Advanced party is ready. The scientists are ready. The politicians are ready. They're all ready. Why isn't that button being pressed of the Third World War? And when Baba is asked this question, Baba says, you are responsible. Why we are responsible? Because we are not ready yet. When we get ready, we become ready, then only the curtains will open. The hero actors who are going to come at the beginning of the golden age are not ready yet. They haven't become perfect yet. They haven't become complete yet. That unlimited disinterest, what Baba speaks about, isn't there much in the children, and therefore that final time is not coming. But it has to come according to the drama, even that Baba says. So we have to ask ourselves, are we ready? Are we ready? Because when the yajna started, at that time there were about 350, around about that figure, brothers and sisters who were dedicated in the yajna. And Baba showed them so many visions of destruction. And that gave them unlimited disinterest at that time. They thought destruction will happen any moment. And that was 90 years ago, in 1936. They thought destruction is round the corner. And Baba would sometimes say that next Diwali will not come. Next Diwali will not come. That means it will be just this year. Next year Diwali won't come. But we are saying 90 Diwalis have already gone. And still destruction has not come. And Baba would say at that time, children, we are together now and we will be together all the time and we will go back to Paramdham together. we will all be together all the time and then come back in Satyug together, Brahma Baba would say. But then we thought that nobody would die. You know, the dadis thought that nobody will leave the body. Because we are together, we will be together, we will go together means no one will leave the body. But then, how the drama changed. When they were in the yajna for 14 years, how the world changed. 1936 to 1950, 37 to 1950, they were in Karachi in total isolation, just doing tapasya and nothing else, away from the world, away from the chaos of the world. They were with fear. They were with God. And they felt that this was heaven for them. But then during those 14 years, so many changes came in the world. The first change which came in the world was the Second World War. The Second World War took place from 1939 until 1945. That was 6 years. And in that Second World War, millions of people, you know, 100,000s at least, died. And when they died, the children asked Baba, "Baba, is this destruction?" Because Baba showed them destruction at the beginning and that created unlimited disinterest in them and they just left everything and came to Baba. So they would ask Baba, "Baba, is this destruction?" Baba would say, "No, children, this is only a trailer. You know, before the final, the trailer is shown, which tells about what will be in the film. So this is only a trailer." So hundreds of thousands of people died. It was so much, there was so much sorrow in the world. So it was a trailer. And in 1945, when America bombed Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, Hitler, all these, you know, they surrendered to America. America, England and its allies. Allies won the war and the war ended. And then again in 1947, India and Pakistan were separated. So that was also the time when they were in the yajna in Karachi. And when India-Pakistan became separate, also there was such a big civil war. And thousands of people died in this civil war because the Muslims took their country, Pakistan. And the Hindus who were there, they were told, if you want to live here, then you must be converted into Muslim. Otherwise, go back to India. Go to India because this is a Muslim country. And the third option was to chop off their head if they won't be empty-handed, without taking a penny with them, barefooted, leaving all their belongings, their, you know, wealth and property, everything behind, just to their lives. And they came to India, the Hindus. So that time also there was so much of bloodshed. A very big civil war in India. And then they asked Baba, "Baba, is this the end?" Baba said, "No, children, this is only a rehearsal. This is only a trailer." And then there was a very, very big earthquake in 1945 itself. A big earthquake in Quetta, Balochistan, which is part of Pakistan. And the whole city went underneath the ground, whole city of Quetta. And that time also Baba was asked, Baba, is this the end? Baba said, no, it's only a test. It is only a trailer. So there was civil war, there was world war, there were earthquakes, even cyclones and tsunami, everything. But Baba said, no children, this is only a trailer. And then in 1950, when everything subsided and there was a peace treaty and everyone changed, everything became peaceful, then God said, Baba's directions were, now go to Bharat. Bharat will become the guru of the world, Vishwa guru, world guru of. So go to Bharat, and from there you will serve the whole world. And how they came to Mount Abu, well, that's another story. And now Baba says, this is the place where you are doing tapasya, and your memorial is here, the Delwara temple. Have all of you seen the Delwara temple? Who hasn't seen? Who hasn't seen the Delwara temple? Not seen? Okay, the first divers maybe. So you should surely see it. It is, Baba says, it's your memorial. You are doing tapasya below, and on the top there are, images of the deities, golden age, heaven, in the ceiling. So doing tapasya here, and future going to become God's goddess. So that's your memorial, and accurately you have come to this already there beforehand. So how they came to Mount Abu, and Baba's service started. And then we thought, okay, we're all here together. But then the next change came when Mama left the body. It was a great shock for the whole family, because the thought was that everyone will be together and we will live together, we will die, we will go back together. So that was the feeling. But then when they came to India, how the centers were open, and Baba sent all the seniors, all the dadis who were the original jewels of the yajna all over India. And Mama also traveled to many parts of India. And wherever she went, of course, new centers opened. She was loved so much by the family. But then, all of a sudden, she left her body, and everyone was shocked. When they were shocked, there was a question. Baba has said, we will all be together, we will live together, we'll go back together. Now Mama is gone. And Baba revealed a new drama. Baba revealed in the drama that Mama will be the leader of the advance party. Mama has to lead the advance party, because this advance party will be responsible for starting the golden age. And Mama will be the leader of that. So something new revealed, that an advance party will be led by Mama. Of course, a few dadis left body. But then when Brahma Baba left body, it was the greatest shock of all. Because Brahma Baba leaving the body means finish. Drama, finish. The end of the drama. But then Baba said, no. Now it will be Avyakt Bab Dada, Shiv Baba, and the complete form of Brahma Baba in the body of Dadi Gulzar. I will share my experience of how I went through all that. But then, just to say how changed. and Avyakt Baba Dada started coming. Baba Brahma Baba left the body on 18th of January 16, and from 21st January 1969, Avyakt Baba Dada's part started. Shiv Baba and the complete soul of Brahma Baba in the body of Dadi Gulzar. Dadi Gulzar or Dadi Hirday Mohini was one of the pioneers of the Yajna. She came in the Yajna at the age of 8 or 9 years. Very innocent girl, had no knowledge of the world. And the first day she came to Baba, she went into trance. And she was such a powerful trance messenger. And the first experience she saw was the experience of golden age of Sri Krishna. And she felt that she was with Sri Krishna. She was the one who got the first vision of the subtle regions. Before that, no one saw subtle regions in their visions. They used to see the vision of golden age, paramdham, destruction, in all that, but not subtle regions. And Gulzar Dadi was the first soul to get this vision. She saw a world of, white world, like very white, just like cotton wool, and thousands of moons light in that. So even if there's moonlight at night when it's full moon, it's silvery light. And what if there are thousands of moons and they're light, so like silvery light all around, white silvery light. And that's what she saw. And in that world, she saw Brahma Baba's angelic form. This was in the Yajna. She saw Brahma Baba's angelic form in light form, very light form, no bones and flesh, but just a body of light. And when she saw it, she was a little bit afraid. And immediately she came back into the body. And then she told Baba this experience of what she saw. And she said, Baba, I saw you in on a curve of light. You were in light form. And Baba said, you saw me in that light form? Even Baba did not know what that form was. And then Baba asked her, did you ask that form, who are you? She said, no, Baba, I was so afraid. So Baba told her, okay, go back again. And when you see that form again, you ask him, who are you? So she went and she saw that form again. And that form of complete Brahma, that form told her that I am the complete form of Brahma Baba. When Brahma Baba becomes complete, he will become this. That is pointing towards the Avyakt form. And then she used to see two forms of Brahma, one the corporeal form and the other the angelic form. And Baba used to sometimes tell her, go and see again how close that has that corporeal form come to the angelic form and how much distance there still remains. And so she would go again and she would say, Baba, the corporeal form is coming closer to the angelic form. Because Baba would of course do his own efforts also. You know, Baba said the other day in the Murli, that is not that because she had to make efforts. Shiv Baba, everything for me. No, I have to do my own efforts because I have to get that golden age kingdom. And therefore, my efforts are also necessary. And Baba used to make those efforts to attain that golden aged kingdom. And when Baba became Avyakt, she went again and she saw how that corporeal form has merged in the angelic form. And Baba told her that I have not gone. I have only changed my room and my costume. I have changed my room from the physical world room. I've come to the angelic world room. It's like just changing your rooms. And that is in Hindi, the words are very rhyming. Clothes or costume is kapra and room is kamra. So from kapra, I've changed my kapra and kamra. That's all what I have changed. I have not gone. And Baba is with you, and Shiv Baba is my now constant companion, and Bab Dada will come and meet the children. So that was the message which Bab Dada gave through the body of Gulzar Dadi, and how she became the medium for Avyakt Bab Dada. And then, of course, how for over 50 years, from 1969, 21st of January, until 2017-18, we heard Avyakt Bab Dada's murlis. And now you know that how things have changed after that. But then I would like to share my story too. Because when Avyakt Bab Dada came, the first murli which Bab Dada spoke was that Baba is not gone, he is with you, and now Baba's service will increase at bird speed. Till now it was just ant speed, ant, chiti. In Hindi we say chiti, ant. And now it will be vihang marg, means bird speed, like a bird, how it flies, its speed is so fast, and ant goes, the speed of an ant and speed of a bird, what a big difference. And the foreign centers opened only after Baba became Avyakt. But in the Sakar Murlis, Baba did invoke the double foreigners. Because Baba said, your mission will go abroad and many foreigners will be attracted towards this knowledge and they will come here. There will be a queue from Mount Abu to Abu Road. The other day we heard in one Murli. So whatever Baba said in those Sakar Murlis started happening. And we saw how Baba's services is going at such fast speed, which we never expected before. But it is all God's work. It's not human work. And we say, yes, still, God is with us. God is doing His task. The Sakar Murlis are a great support. And the Avyakt Murlis, they are polishing the souls. Because the source is the Sakar Murlis. But then Avyakt Murlis are like polishing the diamonds. We turned into diamonds through Sakar Murlis. But Avyakt Murlis, they are polishing the diamonds. And we are sparkling in the world. So how Baba says, you will glorify God. God is glorifying you and you will glorify Baba. So, but for that we have to follow Father. And in that I would like to share my story, because I came to Baba in 1959-60. So that at that time I was just about 11 years old. I came with my mother to Baba, and I'm from Mumbai. I studied in a convent school, English medium school in Mumbai, and therefore I could speak fluent English. And when I came to Baba, my mother brought me to Baba. Baba was in Mumbai. Baba used to come to Mumbai every year because Mumbai is little hot, little warm. And Mount Abu was very cold at that time, especially December, January, February, very cold in Mount Abu. So doctor's advice was go to a warmer place. So Mumbai is a warmer place near the sea. And therefore Baba used to come and spend 3 months in Mumbai. And I was fortunate enough to meet Baba in Mumbai The first time I met Baba was in a Brahma Bhojan program. My mother was invited to that Brahma Bhojan program, and she took me also to Baba for Brahma Bhojan. And I didn't know Baba at all. I didn't know anything. Maybe a little bit before that, I went to one Gita Pathshala where my mother used to go. So I went with her and I just sat with her, and the sister, the teacher, was reading Murli. So that was a time when I was just 8 years old. And she was reading the Murli and I sat with my mother. I didn't know anything. But then as I was listening to the Murli, I felt that I can understand everything. Even 8-year-old child, I could understand everything. And I began to like it very much. But that was it. Because I would go to school and all, you know, and forget about everything. But then when I was about 11 years old, Brahma Baba came to Mumbai and my mother took me to Baba. And I remember there was Brahma Bhojan for about 50 mothers. We were about 50 or maybe 30. I don't even remember, but then not a very large number. And we all sat in a rectangular form and all on the floor in Mumbai. And we had Brahma Bhojan, but Brahma Bhojan was not so ordinary that everyone would start eating. But then Baba would be in the front and everyone would be in the rectangular form sitting with Baba. And Baba would call each one. And then that person would come and sit in front of Baba and take drishti from Baba. And then, you know, put his head on Baba's lap. You know, put his head on Baba's lap and Baba would pat him on the back. And then Baba would give him a blessing and also a morsel of food in his mouth with a blessing. So everyone would come one by one in front of Baba till the food was served. And then he would go, or she would go and sit on her seat. So there were about 30, 40 mothers. And I was sitting with my mother and a little bit far away, like from here to here. So my mother also went and I was watching her, how she put her head in Baba's lap, and then Baba gave her a morsel and then gave her a blessing, patted on her back. Then it was my turn. But I did not go. I was hesitant. I thought maybe it's not for children because I was only a child. So I didn't go. But Baba saw me, and when my mother was going back, Baba called me. Baba said, "Come, child, come. Aao bachi, come, child." And the moment Baba said, "Come, child, come, daughter," I got up and ran and just went and, you know, hugged Baba. I shook him and because it was such a wonderful experience. It was like a magnet pulling the needle. And I like shook him and I put my head on Baba's lap, and Baba gave me the first blessing. The first blessing was, "The child has come back to the father. The child has come back to the father, and I found my father." So that was my first experience, because I lost my Laukik father when I was just born. The body was just 3 days old. After my birth, I was 3 days and my father left the body. He died in an accident. So he never really saw me, because my parents came from Pakistan. In 1947, the partition took place. So my family migrated to India and my father started business in Mumbai. So he was in Delhi, and he was coming back in a truck loaded with cloth material, you know, to open a shop in Mumbai. And on the road, on the way itself, the truck overturned, and he was in the truck. He was just 22 years old. I was the first child. My mother was just 18, the first child, you know, married 3 years. They were not married late, quite early. So he died on the spot. So I never saw my father. My lucky father never saw me. But then I used to feel so sad that I don't have a father. You know, the girls in school, they would say, oh, my father gave me this, my father gave me this. And I would say, I don't have father. You know, feel very sad about him. But then when Baba told me, come daughter, come, I felt I found my father. So that was my first meeting with Brahma Baba, and he blessed me. And then, of course, many, many blessings. Because I started going to the center, and then would go to school from the center. I would first attend Baba's Murli and then go to school. My home and the school and Baba, where he lived, were very close. So it was not very far. So I could go from home early, go for Murli class. Baba would speak the Murli and then I would go to school. Well, those were the days. And then I remember that after that I came to Madhuvan. I think I must be about 13 years old when I came to Madhuvan. By that time I understood the Gyan very well and my teacher was very good. She taught me how to speak in English, how to give a lecture in English, how to recite a poetry in English. So I learned all that, and when I came to Madhuvan, I recited that poetry in English in front of Baba and also gave a little speech in front of Baba. And Baba said, child, you are very good in English. And the second blessing Baba gave me was, Baba will send you abroad. That was the second blessing. Baba will send you abroad, because Baba liked Kumaris who could speak in English. Because Baba had in mind, Baba wants service to happen overseas. You know, overseas. So Baba wanted such Kumaris who could speak in English. So I gave a speech in front of Baba and Baba said, Baba will send you abroad. Anyway, but then I stayed in Madhuvan for about 8 days. That's the time we used to spend in Madhuvan. But Baba would meet every group so intimately, you know. We would have a Brahma Bhojan with Baba. We would play with Baba. I remember playing badminton with Baba. Of course, Baba would win all the time. But Baba used to play with everyone. Badminton, even cricket. That area in Pandav Bhavan, where the Tower of Peace is, that was an open space. And which was like a playground. So even those buildings were not there. And Baba would play there. So we used to play with Baba. And go to mountains. You know, everything with Baba, I remember that was in the year 1962 or 63. I don't remember. But then that was it. And I remember also that we sat on the swing with Baba, my mother and myself. Baba in the middle and I on one side and Baba on the other, and my mother on the other side. So Baba asked me a question. Child, with whom are you swinging? With whom are you swinging? I said, I'm swinging with Baba. Then Baba asked, who else? So my mother was on the other side. I said, my mother. Then again Baba asked, who else? I said, Baba, no one else. Baba, my mother and I. Baba said, think again. Who else are you swinging with? I said, Baba, no one else. Then Baba said, when you're swinging with Baba, at that time he had this awareness, I'm swinging with three greatest powers of the world. You know, Baba took me that far. Three greatest powers of the world. One is the Almighty Supreme Father who is in this body. And second is Brahma, the great-great-grandfather. And third, this soul of Brahma becomes Sri Krishna's soul. So the first prince of golden age. So I'm swinging with three greatest authorities of the world. Just imagine. So whenever I'm sitting on a swing, I remember that scene. I'm swinging with three greatest authorities of the world, so I can really never forget that. Anyway, but then I stayed for 8 days, and when it was time to leave Madhuban, I did not want to go. I would tell Baba, I don't want to go to Mumbai. Mumbai is Maya Vinagari, it is full of Maya. I don't want to go, I want to live here. And Baba would say, child, Baba will call you one day. Baba will call you one day, now you should go back. Because in Mumbai, there are good schools, you can study well, and then Baba will call you one day, and then Baba will send you abroad. So this is how Baba used to love children and bless children. So that was my experience with Brahma Baba. And of course, many more experiences with Brahma Baba. Then on 18th of January 1969, I was in my final year of college, BSc. I was doing graduation in 1969. And I came to the center on 18th of January in the evening, because I used to come to the center, give class or give a lecture or maybe explain the pictures, you know, and then return home by 8 o'clock. So I went home by 8 o'clock, and then the next morning on 19th, I came to the class, and that was a Sunday. So Baba left the body at about 8:45 at night. After the night class, when Baba took leave from everyone in the history hall, and he got up from his seat, went to the door, and he looked back and said the last three words, children, may you be bodiless, egoless, and viceless. Okay, Baba takes leave. And he went to his room. And how Dadi Prakashmani was there, and Dadi Prakashmani held Baba's hand and gave drishti, and Baba gave drishti. So hand and drishti, how these two were instrumental in just handing over all the, you can say, the will from Brahma Baba to Dadi Prakashmani. Because Dadi had caught his hand, and Baba was giving her drishti. So, and Baba became avyakt. So Baba left the body at about just a few minutes before 9 at night. Anyway, so the body was kept in the history hall. 18th night, 19th whole day and night, 20th whole day and night, and then 21st. The body was cremated at the place where the Tower of Peace is. So I did not know anything, because I went home on the 18th. And on the 19th morning, when I went to the center, I was surprised to see hardly anyone at the center. The dadis, you know, they were at the center, but no one was there. Some few souls sitting and meditating, that's all. So I asked someone, where is everyone? Where is everyone? Because everyone was, all those who were there were totally silent. So when I asked this question, someone whispered in my ear that Baba has left the body, and therefore everyone has gone to Mount Abu. Everyone has gone to Mount Abu. And the moment I heard this, I was shocked, to tell you really, I was shocked. Baba has left the body. I was standing actually, and my legs were trembling. You know, Baba has left the body means finish, end of the world. That's what I thought at that moment. Because Baba is gone means finish. Finish, the drama is over. And then I felt that now this earth will shake, and the ceiling will fall, the sky will fall down. God knows what I was thinking at that time. And because in that fear emotion. Anyway, but then after that, I told Baba, you are gone. And Baba had told me that when you finish your studies, Baba will send you abroad and all those things which Baba told me were all there. But then I said, Baba, I have not fulfilled your wish, because Baba wanted me to complete my studies and then, you know, so I had not yet finished my studies and Baba is gone. Baba, I have not fulfilled your hopes. And immediately I got such a beautiful experience which I would love to share. I saw the angelic form of Brahma Baba in front of me. And that angelic form of Brahma Baba, how he put his hand on my head. And Baba said, child, Baba has not gone. Baba has not gone. Baba is with you and you will fulfill Bab Dada's hopes. Baba said this in that experience. It was not a trance experience, but it was, I don't know, it wasn't even a dream, but I could feel how the angelic Brahma Baba in front of me and Shiv Baba sparkling on the forehead and Baba blessing me. Because in 1967, when I was in my inter-science, my second year of college, at that time I wanted to surrender. But then, I could not because I wrote a letter to Baba, Sakar Baba, in 1967. Baba, I want to surrender, but in my family, nobody was ready to allow me to surrender to Baba, to live in the center. And of course, I needed a letter if I wanted to live in a center. And Dadi Prakashmani was my teacher. She was also in Mumbai. And Dadi said that you must get a letter from home, which I would never get because my family was not ready. And they wanted me to become a doctor, go for medical studies. But then I was not really keen. So I wrote a letter to Baba, Baba, what should I do? And how Baba would reply to each letter. Every letter Baba would reply. Even on the last day of 18 January, Baba replied all the letters. He did not leave any letter pending. And Baba wrote to me, child, Baba has great hopes in you and Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world. These were Baba's words in the letter. Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world. That means no need for going for medicine. Anyway, so I gave up this idea of medicine and I went for graduation, 2 years of graduation. And that's how when Baba left the body and I was still in my final year of college and Baba is gone, I said, Baba, I have not fulfilled your hopes. And Baba told me, you will fulfill Bab Dada's hopes. And that gave me some consolation, some solace. And that was that feeling that, yes, Baba is with me. Then, of course, I finished my studies and I came to the center. I surrendered myself. And since 69, I can say that I surrendered to Baba. And, of course, then Dadi Prakashmani sent me to Africa and then to Mauritius, started centers there. And 1976, when I came back from Africa and Mauritius, Dadi put me in Madhuvan. So 76 to now 2026, for the past 50 years, I'm living in Madhuvan. So Sakar meetings, Avyakt meetings, and as Brother Vijay was saying, since 76 I've been translating for Baba. And the first, when I first went to London, that was I think in the year 91 when Global House was inaugurating. When I was introduced, that's how they introduced his master's voice, because there were HMV records at that time, you know, with a dog and a horn, the older ones would remember. And HMV records, his master's voice records. So they named me as his master's voice, and I used to look after the programs in Pandav Bhavan. So some of them would tease me because the first word I would speak was Aaj ka program, today's program. Even in Pandav Bhavan, till today I'm announcing today's program. And so that's how they sort of welcomed me or they introduced me. But then since 76 I'm translating for Baba, and so I feel I'm highly privileged to be with all of you. Every time Avyakt Bab Dada comes, I'm able to meet you through this voice, and you're able to get Baba's translation. Well, of course, there's a lot more, but it's already 7 o'clock. So Sakar meetings, Avyakt meetings. And one last thing I would like to share, when Baba speaks the Avyakt Murli, at that time how Shri Baba and the complete form of Brahma Baba enters the body of Dadi Gulzar, and how everything changes. Thousands of people sitting in the hall, but then pin drop silence. That's how we experience, because it's not a human work, it is only God's work. And when we experience this, that faith increases more and more. And we experience how God is doing His work in an incognito way. So that's what is attracting all souls, and God's work is continuing, going ahead in leaps and bounds. And I came to know that over 100 first timers in this gathering. So this shows the expansion. Every country's service is expanding. So welcome to the first timers. So last so fast, so first going children. And may you gallop more and more. And very soon we become complete and be ready for creating a new world. And we usher in the golden age. Are you all ready? Are all of you ready for the new age? Those who are ready, raise your hand. Okay, so congratulations to all of you, and very soon we will all go back to the gold, to the soul world, and then come back in the new world. We'll all come back together with Brahma Baba's soul as Sri Krishna's soul, and we as the gopis and gopis with Sri Krishna. Ready for all that too? Yes. Thank you. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.